clear his stuff off. I'm blessed to know most of you already, but for those who don't, I'm Lionel, their child. I grew up in this church, still remember the days where we met at Eltham High School, and then at Nyora Road, and then when the Hurstbridge campus was planted. And the church has grown quite a bit. Today's quite full. And I've grown and changed with the church as well. Most notable in my faith journey is a series of realizations that redirected my course. The first realization was that there was something to this whole Christianity thing. People who walked with God were happier, nicer, more peaceful people, and they had to have come from somewhere. They said it came from God, and these people were some of the smartest people I knew, not the kind of people to fall for a Nigerian prince scam or a pyramid scheme. So they must be telling the truth. And from this realization, I decided I wanted what they had and asked God to direct my life. This was about age 8. And then fast forward to 12, at youth group comes my second realization. The powerful God I learnt about in kids' church, the one who knocked over Jericho and kept Noah alive on a boat through a big flood, actually knew me. A little 12-year-old, one of 7.5 billion people, he knew me. Not only did he know me, but he wanted to talk to me. My tribe leaders in year 7 taught me what prayer was, that I could ask God for things, thank God for things, or just say hi. We were going through Philippians, so they encouraged me with Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Then, sometime in year 10, the third realization hit me. God knew everything about me, but what did I know about him? I knew what he did, but I didn't know who he was. This led to a curiosity and a hunger for knowledge in all areas of my life, some good, some bad. From this hunger and a well-timed invitation, I did a Christian ministry and theology course in year 11. This taught me how to study the Bible and find this information for myself, as well as encouraged me in ministry and to find a mentor, someone who was able to provide wisdom and insight. Some of it was helpful, like start solving your problems with what you do know. Some of it was unhelpful, like wait until your shirt deletes 50% holes before throwing it out. I continue to seek knowledge and understanding, which leads to the fourth realization. I was seeking knowledge about God, not seeking God himself. This is what encouraged me to go to IADT, the Intensive Discipleship Training. A desire to seek God, and wow, there's a lot there. We spent 2 weeks discussing different parts of the Bible, serving the church in many ways, and hearing from a number of very wise people on some very complicated things. Amazing things happened because we sought God in everything we did. Should we eat lunch now or later? Who should serve at playgroup? Should we drop everything and go talk to strangers on the street? The trip was guided by God. And through God's guidance, I ended up with COVID. Which brought me kicking and screaming, well, more coughing and sneezing, into my fifth realization. I was missing out on the fullness of IDT and the fullness of life because of sin. Sin held power over my life because I kept it hidden. The devil thrives in darkness, and he was thriving in my life. God desires the best for me, but that could not happen because my flesh desired instant pleasure, not treasures stored in heaven. But through a number of conversations with him and with trusted Christians, I brought this cycle of sin into the light and weakened its grip on me. And now we are here. Many realizations came from IDT, but one of them was that I am a child of God, set free by his blood through his grace. And in order to live and declare that, I need to be baptized. Which leads me to my final realization, one that came to me while I was writing this. Many people have nurtured and encouraged me in my faith. My parents, who raised me with knowledge of who God is, but the freedom to make my faith my own. The rest of my family, who gave me a model of what life lived with God looked like. My year 7 tribe leaders, who taught me the intimacy of God. Aaron, who put up with my many questions albeit by asking them right back at me. To friends who have grown alongside me, who have laughed, cried, or merely sat silently with me. And you, my church family, who put up with the baby me crying and screaming during the service and gave me a home to grow up in that was and is centered entirely on God. So I thank you dearly and ask you that you would continue to pray for me as I continue my journey, that I would grow in instant obedience, joyful service, and patient prayer. Thank you all for listening.
As part of the culture we live in our Western age, we can easily think of Christianity as do's and don'ts and the right things to do and the right practices to do. But Scripture talks about a guy called David who realized that it wasn't just about that, it was about what was inside of you that overflowed out. And David was described as a man after God's own heart. Yeah, and I see that in the life of Lionel growing more and more, this idea of being a man after God's own heart. And so that's my blessing to him as we baptize him this morning. Lionel, you've already done it, but I ask you to confirm it. Do you confess Jesus to be your Lord and your Saviour?
I do.
Hi everyone, I'm Malena. I'm here because of what Jesus did for me, but I'll get to that later. I was born in the city of Opole in Poland into a Christian family. My mum is Polish and my dad is Aussie. I also have an older brother and sister. My parents helped start new churches in Poland. In 2014, God called us to move to Australia. So little four-year-old Malena packed her bags and moved to the land of the kangaroos. My family joined Wycliffe Bible Translators in 2015, and I've grown up on the property ever since, surrounded by believers. I've been attending Plenty Valley Christian College since year one, and am now in year eight. I have known of what Jesus did on the cross ever since I can remember, but I only accepted him into my life and started to have a personal relationship with him around the age of 10. I became aware that my faith isn't my parents, and I can't be saved through their beliefs. God constantly demonstrates his love for us daily, but his biggest act of love happened around 2,000 years ago. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God's love for us is unconditional, and we have done nothing to earn or deserve it. God doesn't want anyone to be separated from him. That's why he sent Jesus. Christ died for me. He was the perfect Lamb of God, completely without sin. He paid the debts for my sins and died for me. Last year, I had a period where spending time with God seemed more like a chore than a blessing. Reading the Bible was boring, praying seemed pointless, and going to church was just a social event. On the outside, I was walking with God, but on the inside, I wasn't really seeking God. My prayers mostly consisted of, "Thank you, God, for this meal," and "Please help me to sleep well and protect me from the mozzies." My true intentions of spending time with God was just to please my parents. Thankfully, I got out of that through the help of numerous things. I had a couple of chats with my mom, sharing how I was going. I went on Christian camps and to youth group and began to get excited about spending time with God. Most of all, I prayed lots. All my struggles were said to and given to God, and he helped me get out of it. I began to connect more with God God's word and actively seek him. A verse that I'd like to share that has recently really spoken to me is 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. I often forget the sheer immensity of God's love, and the idea that we can be called his children, it blows me away every time. All we must do is believe in the truth of the gospel, and we are called his children. There are also two verses from Romans that has impacted me lately. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When we were still undeserving of his love, Christ died for our sins, making us slaves to sin no more. The second verse is from Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have been given the right to be called children of God while on earth and in eternity. So why am I getting baptized today? I've been considering getting baptized since September last year, but recently God has clearly shown me that this is the right step to take. Over Easter, I went to Belgrave Heights Easter Convention, and there were a couple of talks and sessions done at the youth program about baptism. It was confirmed that God wanted me to get baptized now. Even over the recent youth camp, I was spending time reading his word and in prayer with him. Through this, I had further confirmation that this is the right step to take. I want to tell you all that my desire is to continue to follow Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want to seek his will for my life and obey him. But most of all, I want to tell others of the salvation in Christ, that we have been set free and have hope and purpose in our lives. Thank you.
Come and jump in.
Thank you very much for sharing your heart with us. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, hey? It's nice and warm. Yeah. Excellent. Marlena, thank you so much for sharing a glimpse of your journey with us and continuing to walk that with us, your church family. You've professed it, but once again, do you confess Jesus to be your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Hello everyone, my name is Charlene. Growing up as a child, we didn't practice Christian values. We didn't have a Bible in the house, so coming to church now, there is a lot for me to learn. When I was about 9, my mum arranged for me and my two younger sisters to go to someone's house that we've never met before for Bible studies. Despite that, Christian values didn't have a place in my family and were ignored altogether. I remember a couple of times when I was a child, my sisters and I were staying in a motel with my dad. When we had asked for paper to draw on, he would hand us a Bible and say, "Here's paper, draw on this." As time went on, my family began to fall apart. My parents got a divorce when I was 10, and I thought that was the best thing that could have happened for my family. At this time in my life, I was revealed to finally have a break from all the arguing and tension in my house. Fast track to my teenage age. Firstly, my mum was going out nightclubbing a couple of nights a week. She was also drinking and gambling away majority of the money. So our family hit rock bottom. At one point, we thought we were going to be homeless. At this time, I was also involved with friends, taking drugs and drinking underage. At this point in my life, I had a mum who didn't care and a dad I only saw on weekends. Because of this, I didn't care where my life took me or where the downward spiral led me in my future. Thankfully, not long after this, I met a new group of friends and things began going my way because it was through my friends that I'd met my husband, Luke, and we were friends for about a year and a half. Before we started dating, we decided to get married 5 years later. Luke and I now have two beautiful girls, Lauren and Emily. For a long time, our family lived in Point Cook. It wasn't until 2018 we moved out to Eltham. The reason we moved was because Point Cook started to become an unsafe place to live, especially for a family with two young girls. When we were looking for a house out here, it was such a relief to see all the green trees and such a beautiful, a different community of people. We end up finding a house in Eltham and we have lived here for 6 years now and now planning to renovate our house. But continuing on, during lockdown, I was at a dog park and Luke and I and our dog Kayla. Kayla was running after another dog when she ran into my knee. Without looking, she ended up dislocating my kneecap. Basically, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It took a year of recovery for my knee to get how it is now. Although my knee is never going to be the same since, never been the same, which is why in a moment I'll need to get help going up and down the stairs. After lockdown was when I met my wonderful friend Laura. She was one of that introduced me to the Word of God, and I'm thankful every day that she did. We both wanted to start going to church, then we found this church. 2 years ago, when we saw a flyer in for the Good Friday service, so we came along, and that's where I met Kathy and Stephen, who welcomed us into this community. When we told some of our old friends that we were going to church, they told us we were in a cult and hopefully you don't get brainwashed. They said this without even seeing what church was really like and kept a closed mind of our Lord. Still being reasonably new to this church, I'm still working on myself, but when I saw that the church was doing a baptism, I knew straight away this is something that God wants me to do, so here I am.
Thank you, Charlene, for sharing some aspects of your story and the way you've found Jesus through this church family. You're right. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Maybe turn around the other way. There this we way? Turn the other way. Yeah, that might be better. Yep. There we go. Nice warm bath. Yeah. Yeah, we've had the privilege of running through the scriptures with Charlene and her family. We did a little Christianity Explored course, and yeah, it's just been a real joy to see the way God has taken Charlene from basically not knowing much at all about God to where she is today. And it's just a testimony of God's grace in her life and the way she's responding, has responded in faith and is responding today in this great step of faith. So Charlene, I ask you, do you confess that the Lord Jesus, that Jesus is your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
So it's a great privilege to baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.